It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's a Thursday, 16th of May. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram, you can find us there at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we use our station page to search for Radio Now. Give it a like. A lot of different ways. If you can't get through at 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. You can still be part of the show. And that's where you can really just be anonymous, right? Just fight and then, like, you know, tell people they suck. It's great. I love social media. All right, coming up this morning, got a lot to get to in the garbage. That's about 10 minutes away. Also, at 7:30, 6:30 Central, Ask Alex. Lily has a family breakup etiquette question. Well, this should be good because we know nothing about etiquette here on this show. Alex, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. Guess who I hung out with? Producer Pork Chop. We got lunch together. It was very nice. Some place that he wanted to go that I'd never heard of, and it was really good. He had a he made a good choice.
Did you guys get donuts? He was talking about getting donuts.
No, we got real food. I got fish and chips, and he got a burger, I think.
Yeah, it was really good. So actually, real quick, if you're listening in Houston on a 92.1 Radio Now, here in Indy, we've got the Indianapolis 500 coming next weekend, and Alex and I had to go pick up our credentials. And there's this place called Big Woods right in Speedway, and I've heard all about it. So yeah, we went there, and it was so good. We actually met one of the managers. He was real nice.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You said the Indianapolis 500 like a total tourist.
Oh, the Indy 500. Yes. I was explaining for the people.
It is the Indianapolis 500.
For the people in Houston.
Like. They're probably like, what is that? I feel like more people know that as Indy 500.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Well, make a poll. No, don't, because obviously Indy 500 is going to win.
You lose. What about you, Liv? How was your day?
Yesterday, I just tried to rest as much as possible. I slept a lot. I had some soup, which is like the only thing I've been eating for
chicken
literally
lip soup.
The pat. Yep. chicken lip, my favorite. And I also started Big Little Lies.
That's one of my favorite
HBO.
Shows of all time.
Oh my gosh, it is so good. I just finished episode 3 yesterday.
Just so you know, I am Reese Witherspoon's character in that show. I've never, like, related to anyone more than that
you
character.
You think? But you always say you hate confrontation. And she
I
is, like, Miss Confront. That's her whole character.
But besides that
and
part.
Starting arguments with people.
I really relate to her personality.
Yeah. And so I just started that, and it's so good. And I'm really just hoping that I can get better. I just tried to rest all day so I can, you know, help this cold go away.
Well, we hope you feel better soon. Nobody likes being sick, especially in the spring and summertime.
Yeah.
Summertime, that's when you're supposed to be having a good time. Winter's when you're supposed to be violently ill.
Right. It's a bummer.
So Pork Chop, I think we already heard your story. You got food.
Yeah, no, that was my day. The highlight of my day for sure.
Wow.
And it was my first time going near the track, and the cars, they're like,
Hold on. I want to make sure we hear what a real indie car sounds like. Go ahead again.
That's pretty good.
Can you do one that's going really fast?
It sounds kind of like a baby crying a little, too.
Dude,
that hurts my voice.
All right, is this an Indy car or Pork Chop? Go ahead, Pork Chop. Dead on. Dead
identical.
On.
They're pretty close.
You should do the radio play-by-play because they have like announcers for it. Like, and there goes the car. That sounds like a feral cat. Yeah, the cat's going to have to be put down. All right, my day yesterday was one of those awkward things you see in movies where somebody's addicted to drugs. I was so pissed at my doctor. I love the surgeon at this. I can't say it because they might be an advertiser, actually, which I hate about radio. Because if you ever have a question, ask me. I would never recommend going to my doctor again. But No, because I called for 48 hours. Just trying to find out if they'd refill my prescription or not. Because I came in, I'm having a pinched nerve still, like, really bad. And they gave me just, like, about 5 or 6 days worth of, like, a Vicodin generic thing to help with the pain. And it did. But it's like, okay, what can I do now? Because if you're not going to give me any more of that, what else are you going to give me? Like, well, you can just come see us again. I'm like, you already know what I have. You want me to come in again when it hurts to drive 30 minutes to come see you? And it just pissed me off that I had to go back and forth for 3 days just to get told no. My pharmacy sent in a thing saying, hey, we'll do another request for you. So I'm just in massive pain. I haven't slept really more than like 3 or 4 hours the past week or two. It's just little like spurts of time there. Like, I can't even sit. I tried to sit and start the show.
So, like, what are you supposed to do?
Dude, I don't know. Like, go start drinking, become an alcoholic.
Yeah,
a lot of people
didn't
do.
You tell everybody, just so you know, when I run out of this Vicodin, do not under any circumstances let me have any more. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, because I don't want to be addicted. But I want
to. So, I think that they might be doing
that. There's other things,
though.
They're saying, like, that's just their policy. They don't, like, subscribe it for unless there's an actual medical proof. I'm like, well, that is. I see a chiropractor. I've been doing physical therapy.
Is it an MRI or something like that that you need to do to show?
No, I don't have to do any of that stuff.
It won't show up on one of those?
No, that's my chiropractor.
CAT scan or whatever the heck those are.
Yeah. Now we're getting crazy. No.
So what if they just give you, like, how come they don't give you, like,
I don't know,
extra strength Tylenol?
Anything would help. I mean, I quit. I was taking, like, 1,000 milligrams of IV.
Shot.
That would be nice. They won't do anything. It just really gets me pissed off, like, that, I don't know. I don't like the medical stuff. I get people abuse things, but that it just makes me so... I got to go talk about it because I'm really pissed off about it.
I don't know how fix a pinched nerve. Yeah.
It hurts. That's like, I can't do anything. I can't sit. I can't even poop.
Sitting
on the toilet, my leg goes numb.
Was it wearing green on St. Patrick's Day?
It looks like everyone's saying you just have to stretch a lot.
But Alex, like, that's why today I did 45 minutes of stretching before I came into work.
Good grief.
I was a little bit late. Like, I do stretching 3 times a day. It's like I'm doing yoga again. And it is temporary relief. And it felt good driving in. But I'm already in pain right now. Already it hurts.
You should.
And I want to be a little bitch and go home.
Are you taking Advil and Tylenol?
I was taking some ibuprofen for pain. I took some Tylenol for pain. I tried both. Neither one made a difference. And I was doing so much of it that it's going to destroy my insides. So I'm not taking anything now.
A regular dose or something. You can ask them my Dayquil. Maybe that'll help. I don't know.
No, I'm honestly going to start drinking. Because when I have a couple of gins, like gin and tonics or mules, I feel really good. So, I don't know. I'm just going to start. Hold on a second. Let me ask some of this.
Yep. Should have wore green on St. Patrick's Day. That's why I got pinched, man.
I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Kelly Ripa revealed what she really thinks of the Bachelor franchise. I'm live with Kelly and Ryan, and the franchise's host and the creator had words for her. On her show, Kelly Ripa said, "You know how I feel about this show? It disgusts me. I can't stand the idea of 25 exceptional women fighting over one ordinary fella, in my opinion. You know how I feel, ladies. We are too special to be arguing over a guy." Having said that, all you women watch that gross, gross show. Well, Bachelor host Chris Harrison got wind of the story and responded to her comment with a tweet saying, "Look out, hashtag Bachelor Nation. Kelly Ripa is coming for you and your disgusting Monday night habit." Show creator and producer Mike Fleiss also had words for Kelly Ripa and tweeted, "Easy, Kelly, the Bachelor franchise pays your salary." Because ABC is where Live with Kelly and Ryan airs, and The Bachelor has a home there, too.
Is she wrong, though? I know the bills are paid there, but, I mean, really, if you think about it, like, all the people going after one person?
But
the whole process
of
making out and kissing, does she not have a point?
Well, her saying, like, I think it's gross, 25 women fighting over one guy. Well,
I mean,
there's also 25 guys fighting over one woman with The Bachelor.
Is the whole concept gross, then? Like,
right.
I mean, see what she's saying.
She didn't say anything about there being a bachelorette, so it just seems a little bit, like, one-sided to me.
I mean, let's be real. The Bachelor and Bachelorette are not to find love. People can go on there. They can become social media influencers. They can start their own podcast, and they can basically make, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars just off of their Instagram posts. That's all that the Bachelor
is. You don't think it puts off a bad image, though, to a lot of people that watch it, like younger people? Like,
no, I definitely think it is.
I don't think it's that deep.
I'm trying to see where Kelly's coming from.
No, I don't think she's coming from any. I think it's just stupid.
I think it is kind of, like, stupid. Girls just, like, making out with a guy and just kind of having this fake relationship with this guy or whatever.
I wouldn't be so against it, but...
Just to get, like, clout, just to, like, raise your social media, just to get, like, a podcast.
Lil, I wouldn't be so against this, but, like, this never happened when I was single. So, I mean, I'm going to poo-poo it.
The Jonas Brothers have revealed that Bebe Rexha and Jordan McGraw will join them on the Happiness Begins tour. After the initial announcement of their tour, the band has added 23 more dates, with Bebe Rexha and Jordan McGraw joining for the second leg of the tour that kicks off October 28th. Tickets for the new dates go on sale on May 18th. And rumors are swirling that actress Lupita Nyong'o and singer Janelle Monáe are reportedly an item after they were spotted all over each other at the Met Gala. The two have been friends for years, and Janelle came out as pansexual last year. Lupita hasn't said much about her personal life, so I don't think anyone knew what her sexual orientation was. Khloe Kardashian says it effing sucks and is really raw when she was asked about how she keeps things civil with her cheating baby daddy Tristan Thompson. She says she tries to protect her baby True from negative energy and said that True is like 1 month old, so she technically isn't supposed to know what's going on, but she thinks she really does know what's going on. She said, I just do everything in my power to not put any sort of heavy energy around her.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having a good day. If you're not, guess what? Tomorrow's Friday. That's got to be something to look forward to. So I've got two dogs. I affectionately call Benny and Paddington. Alex and Liv call them little hellions. What else do you call them behind their back? They
bravey
have ears.
Dogs.
They have ears. You know this. They can hear everything you say.
Yeah, bravey dogs. I think, if anything, they don't want to be suppressed because of their rabies. They like that I talk about it, you know?
How can you love your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy's dog, so much, Liv? What's the dog's name?
Leo.
What have I ever said bad about Leo, disparaging-wise?
There's literally nothing
to say because it doesn't act like a crazy person.
Exactly. There's nothing bad you can say about this
dog. Oh, so now we're making fun of people with mental health issues. Is that what we're doing here on the show?
No.
How did their behavior change from the training?
It went good. Once again, I just share things. Like, I'm not getting paid for this. Maybe I will down the road. That'd be cool if we could do a partnership. But I took him to this place called Alpha Canine. Fun story. When I went there, and I like this, they're like, oh, you work on the radio? Like, and then like they don't listen because they're busy training dogs today. They don't listen to really anybody. She's like, okay, I'll give your show a try. I'll listen to it. And they have been. One of the ladies, Alex, was listening, and she only listens from like 6 to 6:20 at the very beginning of our show, like, you know, 5:20 Central.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what she heard the first day she tuned us in driving into the dog place?
Was it you talking about them?
It was us talking about dogs somehow. And like Liv's story about how she hit her neighbor's golden retriever and how it was all bloody and stuff. She's like, wow, this is a great show.
There we go.
I'm like, wow, we're really getting listeners by the moment. But that's funny. Her first impression of the show is that. So that's always something to think of.
That's tough.
Our dogs have been there for 10 days. They teach them obedience, like sit, stay, walking, healing. But also like our dogs struggled a lot where we'd have one of them or two of them. Like if Liv had her dog walking across the street and we were walking right next to her, they wouldn't go after the dog. They might like bark at it, but they would like bark and they'd have this built up anxiety because their litter mates and their brothers, that they would take their aggression towards each other, go rah, rah, look like they're fighting each other. It's scary. It doesn't look right. Like you can't take them anywhere. I've tried to take them out to the ballpark when they have like a bring your dog night there and everybody looks at us like, wow, you guys are terrible owners. Laughing at it, no, but seriously though, and I'm not judging you for laughing, it really bothers me because I love our dogs and it's like they should be able to go out places.
Right.
And what am I going to do? We've tried to do things to fix them.
You put a muzzle on them.
You don't want people to judge
them. Okay, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't want people to judge them for their rabies. I get it.
I mean, what did they say? Did they
I hate you guys
say they were
so
really,
much.
Did they say they were really hard to work with?
No, they said that our dogs were incredibly smart and that within 2 days, they were already picking it up.
Good.
They told us that maybe they'd be there for 14 days, like if we had to stay a couple more. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. They're like, no, they're going to have some work you have to do at home, but they're ready. So we went there yesterday, and holy crap, it's like somebody hit reboot on our dogs. They were different dogs.
Aww.
They still have like little things, like they go like, I guess, like short circuit a bit. They're like, argh! Like they want to do their old habits, but if you actually keep them in check and do it, dude, they walk. Ben, it's just, and like I've never seen it. You ever see like the show dogs? They have them at like Westminster where like they're running along and they look at the owner like, hi.
Yes.
Like my dogs look at me. Like they actually like are like focusing, like, what do you want me to do? I'm looking at you.
They love you.
Well, I don't know about that. Let's not get crazy, but I can't believe how much it did. Obviously they have basics, sit, stay. When we're walking and we stop, they sit automatically.
What?
It's like a car with all the like extra features. I'm like, you guys must have, what are you giving my dog? This is insane. My point is, I feel so like, I'm not going to cry, but I am, it's a relief because we're at the point now, what are we going to do with these dogs? Because if this behavior they're getting could be aggressive where they could end up like hurting some like themselves, another dog, us, if they ever actually bit, they haven't, but what if, that we'd have to get rid of them. I don't want to get rid of our dogs. I love our guys. They're cute little things, but they're annoying. But the jumping thing has gotten a lot better, too. That's going to be a lot of work. But I honestly cannot believe what happened in 10 days of obedience training. And I'm not knocking other places because I've been other places before where we've learned basic commands. And they didn't even really... It was like a temporary fix. This seems like it really did a lot. Now, it's on us, though. They're saying, guys, this is months that you have to continue this. You can't just stop like, oh, they're good.
Right.
Because Lindsay's like, can they come into the bed with us?
Did they say, compared to other dogs they've had to train, where they fall, like on how difficult their or bad their behavior was before?
No, they said like, yeah, what, like they were, she's like, look, because the aggression they had towards each other. Like, were they, like they'd bark
so they
and,
were,
like, bite?
She said they were some of the really bad ones.
It was up there, but she said, as far as them learning, she's like, your dogs are very smart, right, and they don't have rabies.
Well,
but,
that's good.
But she said, well, that quickly, within a day or two, she's like, they got it, and they wanted to learn, and they wanted to, like, impress us and do what, like, I guess they wanted just to impress the owner or the trainer.
I don't know, man. You got the conspiracy music?
No, I'm not going to play the...
You think they just replaced his dogs?
Or something, like CBD or something illegal.
They gave him like a Lovato.
Or they put like some sort of...
What
know,
is it called?
You know,
a Demi Lovato? Yeah,
no.
They Demi Lobotomy.
You know, like, yeah, Plankton and SpongeBob? Like when Plankton operates his like thing?
Uh-huh.
Like they put a little plankton inside of them that's like operating them.
Oh, yeah.
A brain chip.
Your dogs
chip.
Are being operated by somebody on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by one of the trainers, probably.
Exactly. Oh, and they're using the dogs to see inside of your house. Dude, I mean, there's just no
yeah,
way.
They're
like,
probably going to rob you when you go out of town next.
They're just robots.
I watched those dogs for like 2 days. I mean, they're good dogs. You know,
is there anything in my life that you guys will support? Please.
Dude, I support.
I'm curious what this place did.
I don't know what they did. Honestly,
exactly.
I don't care. They could have put an Alexa in my dog's butt. I don't
yeah.
care.
Hey, I love your wife, but you got to make sure she sticks to this because she seems like a little bit of a pushover with your dog.
Well, that's the thing I felt bad throwing. No, I'm not mad about that at all. I love Lindsay. But Lindsay, like the one thing you don't do, like if you have an, I'll wrap it up with this. You can go there and find out more. But if you have a dog that's really easily excitable and it's jumping, you're trying not to get them. First thing you do when you come in the door, you want to be like, ah! You don't want to be super excited and hyped up.
That.
Well, of course, you know, but like, I don't know how bad that dog is. But no, Benny and Patty are like, perfect. Oh my God, I'm excited too. And you got to come in like almost like a dude, like Liv sounds sometimes with her voice when she's sick.
Okay.
And you got to be like, hey guys. Hey,
hey, Benny.
Come here.
Oh, see, when I come in, I'm like, Leo. Oh, baby boy.
Porkchop does it even worse.
Yeah, I'm like, Chloe.
Yeah, no, Porkchop sounds like a Teletubby when he does it.
Baby.
All right, and that's the dog update here on the Joe and Alex Show. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed the state's controversial abortion ban into law yesterday. The ban makes it a felony for doctors in the state to perform an abortion in all cases, with the only exception being when the life of the mother is threatened. It does not include exceptions in cases of rape or incest. There have been threats of legal challenges, which of course they're going to challenge it, by civil rights groups already, and the ban is likely to head to the courts. So that's the latest on that. Two window washers. This is a job I would never want to do. They were working in Oklahoma City in a high-rise, and they were saved in dramatic fashion yesterday after the basket platform they were in whipped back and forth by heavy winds. They had winds that they were dealing with. They were 50 stories up, and it was just like, bang, bang. I'm getting sick right now thinking about that.
I can't even watch window washers whenever I see them on the side of buildings. I always have to look away because it's so scary.
That's like stuff you see on television and movies.
Here's what happened. First responders threw balls of coiled up rope down the window to the washers, and they were able to kind of like secure the ropes to try to make it so that the little thing they were in was not rocking back and forth, so it's a little bit stable. Still keep in mind, they're up 50 stories in the air. But the good thing is they were able to get it to stop moving within 50 minutes, pretty quick if you ask me. The fire department was able to rescue the two individuals, and thankfully both were unhurt. I guarantee
good.
They were shaken up.
Oh my goodness, I bet they were.
Do you think you can return to a job like that when that happens?
I just really, there are so many jobs that are so hard and you know that no one else would want to do, and I just always think about the people that do them.
I hope this happens now with the SEC. Billions of robocalls are received across the U.S. monthly. How often do you guys get a robocall where it looks almost like your phone number? You know what I mean?
Every other day, probably.
I hate that, don't you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I just block them.
Yeah.
But it's not the same number. I did that too. Like, do not pick them up. That way they know your line's active. But you block it, but then you get a call from a different number.
Dude,
right.
It sucks.
Last week, I got a couple unknown caller. Like, it didn't even have the number, just said unknown.
Is that the
unknown
family in China that uses your phone?
Dude,
and
I don't
know,
but I haven't gotten one of those in a long time.
Interesting. They've been missing you. The FCC announced that they will be voting in June on whether to let wireless carriers block spam calls by default. Isn't this an obvious 100% vote yes, let's do that? Which result in spam calls being blocked. As of now, the only way to stop robocalls is to go through your carrier or download third-party apps. That would be really convenient. Okay. When people want something, they'll pretty much snitch on anything. A vehicle owned by a brewery company in North Carolina was returned in less than an hour after the brewery offered a, quote, keg party to whoever found it. The unknown brewing company, that's their name, took to social media to ask for help searching for their van after it was stolen by three people. The post was shared hundreds of times within like 10 minutes. More than 15 people called in tips about the van, and soon an Instagram user found it. They took a picture and put it online. This led to the vehicle being found in 42 minutes.
You know what? That's really impressive.
Social media is great nowadays as far as, like, we're able to catch these just dirty people that are doing these terrible crimes. Now, this wouldn't be a terrible crime, but you don't steal a van, a beer van. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta get your drink on.
You're an idiot because, like, their label is plastered all over it. So it's, like, gonna be so easy to find.
Like, oh, I didn't think about that. Coffee, something which we've not had really recently because we had somebody move it in our building, but we did find it. Ha-ha! Joke's on you, sucker. Well, this is something we can maybe put into our little K-cups. Hostess is now selling Ding Dong and Twinkie-flavored coffee. Can I get an amen?
That sounds nasty.
All right, guess it's just going to be me.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, right. Now, are you more a fan of the Hostess, like the Ding Dong? What do you want?
I would probably, you said Twinkie, right?
Yeah, they're going to have Ding Dongs, Twinkies, Snowballs, and Honey Buns.
Twinkie for sure.
Oh, man. You guys would like Twinkies.
Give me that Ding Dong. Oh, yeah, Twinkies are great.
Yuck.
Okay, whatever. You don't know what you're missing. More for us. And finally, in Joe's Need to Know News, a new survey conducted by Sachs Media Group just in time for summertime found that 51% of people in the survey reported using public swimming pools as communal bathtubs.
Ew.
They also use the pools as substitutes for showering as well as cleaning off after working out. When dirt, sweat, and personal care products and other things are on our bodies racked with chlorine, there's less chlorine available to kill the germs. Rinsing off for just 1 minute in a shower removes most of the dirt from your body along with sweat or anything else that happens to be on it. Now, to make matters worse in the survey, they also found that about 40% of Americans have peed in the pool as an adult.
Yep, I have done that.
Yeah, I pee in the pool. I don't mind.
As an adult?
Yeah.
I have not.
Why? You don't wait. Oh, you're a liar.
I am not a liar.
You never pee in the pool?
Even as a kid, I don't think I've ever peed in the pool.
I believe that.
Why, do you think the chlorine was going to burn it or something?
No, you don't pee in the pool.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't, but I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I believe Porkchop, too.
There's everything wrong with it.
He's just that kind of
lame. I've never actually even peed in the ocean. Actually, maybe one time peed in the ocean, but I've never peed in a lake.
I've pooped in a lake.
I pooped in a lake, too, yeah.
Ah! I have to, actually.
It was hard.
Are you kidding?
It was hard underwater. The pressure was amazing.
Yeah, it's very weird to do.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Then it has to float away.
But I had to. I didn't have an option.
Yeah, I didn't have an option either.
Little turtle head.
So the majority of people have done that?
Well, it sounds like it.
I had to because we were in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, there's no bathroom.
Oh, same.
Man. Remind me not to go swimming with y'all.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check all these stories out online at joeandalexshow.com. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Be part of the show anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. And for Facebook, give us a like to search for Radio Now. You'll find our station page and give it a big thumbsy upsy. I'm from Michigan, so I kind of saw this on my Facebook, you know, local news feed. And I thought, you know what? This would be a terrible idea anywhere in the country where it's actually a law. I think they should keep it that way. Michigan lawmakers, they want to eliminate parallel parking from driver's tests. This is a state representative, Sarah Leitner. She introduced an amendment to the Michigan Vehicle Code that would eliminate the parallel parking test from their state operator driver's license test. The existing code describes how licenses tests are to be conducted, including penalties for those who try to circumvent the rules and requirements for motorcycle license tests. Pretty much here's what it says in the amendment. The Secretary of State shall not require an application for an operator's license to demonstrate proficiency, or like the ability to, parallel park successfully in the driving test. So you don't have to do that as part of your driving test.
Well, think about the state of Michigan. It's not like you are parallel parking a whole bunch. I don't have a problem with it not being required. No, not compared to other states.
How do you know this? Because you're not from Michigan, and I'm from Michigan, and I parallel parked all the time.
Well, it's the Midwest. So I'm just saying, in the Midwest,
parallel parking in the Midwest?
Of course there is, but I'm saying you're not using it.
No, you're both. What?
Why are you wagging your finger at me?
Trying to get you to quit talking.
You're both right. The typical reason you would parallel park is in a city setting. Michigan, in Lansing and Grand Rapids and Detroit, yes, you might parallel park there.
Yeah, like if you made it city.
Just of Michigan, cities. You're not parallel parking.
Here's my thing. If you can't parallel park, you shouldn't be driving in general. Whether you're going to actually have to do it or not, it's a skill set that shows you know how to operate your vehicle properly.
Can I
agree with you, but I just don't feel like it's that big of a deal.
Can I tell you a major, major secret?
Ooh.
Like, this is, like, groundbreaking.
Sure.
When parallel parking, a trick I have to help me parallel park is look in the reflection of the window of your car. And you can see how close you are to the car behind you. Like, I've reversed right up next to bumpers of cars, and I've seen people on the sidewalks, like, all anxious, like, oh my gosh, she's gonna hit it. But I never do.
Like, if you think about the state of Indiana or the state of Texas, where you can hear our show, why not just have it if you have to get your driver's license and you live currently in one of the big metropolitan areas? Why not have it in those counties? It is required for the driving test. And if you live outside of those areas, then it's not necessarily required.
Well, I guess that makes sense if we never left the same city we grew up in and never moved or traveled or went on vacation.
I mean, yeah.
Visited a different town. That would make sense. But in the world we live in now, it's not the 1920s. We actually have cars that can travel places. We have to do that. And my thing is, like, if you're not a good parker, Alex, if you weren't a good parallel parker.
I'm okay. Depends.
Okay. I've never seen you hit anybody in the parking lot at work. I know people have hit you at work. My point is, I don't want people hitting my vehicle or getting in my way. Or in general, if you're not a good parallel parker, I don't think you're a good parker at any other things. You're the person that parks in the line or takes up two spaces, not even trying to be a D-bag. You just do it because you don't realize you don't know how to park. And that affects everybody. So why not just make that a requirement and keep it the way it is? I think it's really a bad idea to take it away.
I think we should just bring back unicycles.
You mentioned it's the 20th century. My boyfriend Chase, his car is a 2013 Lincoln. That thing parallel parks itself.
Oh, dude, it's insane. Yeah, eventually we won't even have to worry about this because every car, like 20 years from now, will probably have built-in, I'm sure, parking assist.
Yeah, aren't we supposed to have, like, flying cars by now or whatever?
We do, right? No?
There might be a couple. Yeah, the Jetsons.
Is that your Jetson sound effect? Can I hear that one again, please? You're killing it with sound effects today. Okay. Well, that's the latest update on that. We're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes people on the Joe and Alex Show, like me, Alex, Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl, we get called out for things, and from what I'm hearing, it's not me, so I'm assuming it's Pork Chop. You were called out.
Wait, what do you mean assuming it's Pork Chop? Why wouldn't the ladies have feminine hands?
Well, they're ladies. I don't think they'd get called out.
Wouldn't
like,
be that shocking.
Oh my God, Alex, would you? Your hands are moisturized. What the hell's wrong with you? And same thing for Liv.
No, you're right.
It sounds like you were called out because your hands were extra feminine, like moisturized, soft. What went down?
I don't know. So Alex and I went out to eat the other day, and I took the paper off of my straw, you know, the straw wrapper,
mm-hmm.
and I was holding it, and I wanted to throw it away because I didn't want it to blow away in the wind. So the waitress came over, and I was like, oh, excuse me, if you don't mind, would you please throw away the straw wrapper? She was like, yeah, no problem. So I put it in her hands, and, like, I noticed, like, her hands were rough, and in my head, I thought, like, wow, my hands aren't that rough. And she actually, and then she felt my hand, like, in the transaction, and she actually said something.
Yeah, she was like, oh, wow, you have very soft, feminine hands.
And I hate that because I get that all of the time. And it's like, what the heck? What's the deal?
Have you ever thought about like doing any kind of physical labor to maybe get a callus or two on them?
Yeah, I mean, I try.
Or lifting.
I mean, maybe I do.
About to lift this sandwich into my mouth.
Yeah.
But it's like, why? Why are my hands so soft? I don't use lotions or moisturizers.
It's just natural. I have a theory.
Okay.
Your hands are literally constantly clammy. Like clammy
That is true.
Every
we shake hands. So you're a clamster.
Clammy.
So it's a natural moisturizer?
So,
you're naturally moist.
So now, is this a bad thing? Because it happens, I swear, all the time. Just over the weekend, I was visiting Chase's family, and his brother, Trevor, goes, dude, your hands are girly, like just like that. And it's like, what the heck?
Well, your nails are painted nice today.
No,
what
not
color
my
is that?
Nails.
Nice
I don't day. Paint my nails.
833 Joe Alex. I mean, Pork Chop, if you didn't know, he's got a boyfriend, so he's bi. But I'm wondering, 833-563-2539. Like, ladies in general, if you were just dating a guy, would that bother you if he had, like, I guess, really smooth, soft, feminine hands, if that's how we're going to describe it? Would that bother you? Would you have a problem dating that kind of a guy?
Liv, here, feel my hands, Liv.
No, because they're always clammy. All right. Oh, my gosh. They are like a baby's bottom.
What the heck? Why?
Unbelievably
You're
soft.
You're not putting anything on those
Incredible.
Hands?
No, nothing. Here, you try.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they are. It feels, like a baby's bottom.
I'm taking their word for it. I'm not touching
No,
your
go
hand.
Ahead. Cop a feel, Joe.
No, I'm not.
It's okay. No
anything.
Sexual harassment.
Liv's
here,
sick.
Feel. Go ahead.
She touched you. You just got Alex sick now.
You just poke it or just touch like one finger.
No, what Liv said, I don't need to do it. I've felt your hands before, besides being awkwardly clammy and moist.
Yeah, when he gave Joe a back massage.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't do it, so who's going to do it? I mean, somebody has to be a friend here and take care of my needs.
I've dated a couple guys that had very, very soft hands, and I actually liked it. I think I prefer it than nasty rough. I also, I didn't date him, but I made out with a guy at this frat party who his entire body was so dry and scaly. I think he was peeling.
Stop. Why would you make out with him in the first place?
I was drunk. It was dark. And I didn't know till we started making out and I started feeling him. I didn't know. And he was so rough. I mean, he felt like a fish out of water, like the scales.
I honestly feel like Pork Chop has the most feminine hands on the show.
What the heck?
I mean, obviously minus nail polish, but I think yours are the smoothest.
I bet you this is why I could never consistently keep a girlfriend. Because they felt my hands.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
Yep, they were probably like,
is that your reason why it never
works? I'm more bothered by the sweatiness than just them being soft in general.
No, I know. I'm bothered by the clamminess of your hands. Your hands are constantly clammy.
Do you think that's like a medical issue?
No, I just think
well,
it fits.
Well, I don't know. You are a medical miracle,
it
so.
It fits your brand very well.
Very.
Very well. You having clammy hands is very.
Well, hold on. Why don't you elaborate on that one, Liv? What do you mean it fits his brand really well?
You know.
A worrier.
He's always panicking. Yeah. He's always kind of got like a light sweat going on. He's
worried about what everybody else thinks.
1,000%. He also is like wearing a winter coat in the dead middle of May when it's supposed to be like 80 degrees out today. He still has his like winter coat on because it's just confusing. It's just Pork Chop.
That's why his body is so sweaty and moist. Allie Elizabeth on Twitter hit us up, said, my fiance has the softest hands and feet. I'm jealous of how soft his hands are. I call him Tenderfoot as a joke.
Ew. No, thank you.
Like
you know what? I'm going to stick to chicken tenders.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Constance Wu is being labeled the most hated person on our ABC show and is upstaging Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B, apparently, in the diva department on their new movie, Hustlers. The Crazy Rich Asian star said effing hell Friday when her ABC sitcom Fresh Off the Boat was picked up for a sixth season and later had to explain that she was just upset because she had a role lined up that she'll have to pass on. Well, Constance Wu's team is now pleading with her to find some humility. The source said her Twitter outburst was a preview of what she's really like behind the scenes. They said Constance is the most hated person on set. She is rude to everybody, but most of all the crew. An insider from the set of Hustlers said that while the actresses all get along well, behind the scenes, Constance Wu is actually a way bigger diva than most of her famous co-stars like J-Lo and Cardi B. Allegedly, Constance is just a pain in the ass. She won't do anything. She doesn't agree to do anything. She refuses to do interviews. She won't have visitors on her sets. They said it's like a cliche. She's very talented, but all signs point to being a difficult diva. A third insider who worked with her said she's a total piece of work. She thinks it's okay to treat people badly and say out loud whatever comes to her mind. She's the new Katherine Heigl, and if she's not careful, her movie career will go in the same direction, downhill. Ooh. Black China appeared on the Wendy Williams show yesterday and talked about her love life.
Were you physically attracted?
Hold on. She talked about her love life. She called Rob Kardashian a better lover than Tyga. She also denied dating Rob to get back at Kylie Jenner, who at the time was dating her ex Tyga. And Wendy Williams asked China who was a better lover, and she first said neither, but then after Wendy started pressing her, she said Rob, actually.
Were you physically attracted to Rob when he was heavier?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a great personality. And you,
super.
And you felt sorry for him.
I didn't feel sorry for him. I just wanted him to just see his worth.
You got pregnant before you got engaged?
Yes. And he's like, all I want for my birthday is for you to get pregnant. So we ended up getting pregnant, and we was trying, like, all the time to, like, get pregnant. And then he was wishing for a boy, but he got dreams.
Yeah.
But he's happy with her, though.
This is my favorite story of the day because it's so freaking weird, and this is just the kind of stuff I think is funny. Victoria Beckham just went on a week detox spa trip where she drank moon water.
What?
Which is supposedly sourced locally only when there is a full moon. Apparently, the water is charged by the energy of the moon, and the energy of the moon is supposed to transform you. Rich people, man.
I wish I had that much money to blow on water.
That's insane.
She also enjoyed cycle rides through the mountains and adopted clean eating on her little vacay.
Oh, well, good for her.
I bet that moon water costs like $1 million a bottle.
I looked it up. It's so weird. I didn't think about looking up the price point, but if you Google it, it'll tell you all about moon water.
Moon water is out of this world.
They literally harvest it during full moons. Like, so dumb.
That is so weird.
And Priyanka Chopra talked about how she was bullied in school because of her skin color.
I was treated differently because I'm brown. I had, you know, really racist behavior when I was in high school in 10th grade. I was called brownie, curry, go back on the elephant you came on. And that really affected me when I was a kid and affected my self-esteem. And I really decided that I'm not going to feel like that anymore. I'm not going to allow anyone to feel like that anymore.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Ask Alex. It's your chance to get your questions answered and to help out a fellow Joan Alex Show listener. You can email us to get on joanalexshow@gmail.com. Also, you can hit us up on Instagram. Send us a direct message. It is at Joan Alex Show. This morning, let's welcome to the Joan Alex Show somebody that I hope we can help. Lily, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What's going on?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
So, my husband and I are friends on Facebook with my sister's ex-boyfriend from 10 years ago. When they broke up, there was no drama. Things just didn't work out between them. And my sister is now married with children, and her ex is also married with children. So my sister and her ex, they're not Facebook friends.
Okay.
And sometimes her ex will like my pictures or my husband's pictures, and we like his pictures sometimes. And we were all very close at one point. So fast forward to last Saturday. My sister's randomly asking us to delete her ex from our Facebooks, claiming it bothers her and her husband that we are friends with him on Facebook and that he likes our pictures. And mind you, this is 10 years later after they've broken up.
But has it been something that she's been holding in for a decade and now finally it's just bubbled up? Or was it a particular photo that set her off, maybe? I mean,
I have no idea if there was a particular photo that set her off, but like all of a sudden now she's not speaking to any of us who remain Facebook friends with him. And, you know, me and my husband, we see no reason to delete him. He never did anything to us, and he's actually a really great guy.
Who's more important to you? Like, who do you care about more?
I mean, obviously, you know, my sister, but I'm just like...
Then what's the problem then with doing what she asked?
Because he's not a bad person, and I think, I'm just like, am I crazy to stay Facebook friends with him? I think she's being a little immature. I think it shows immaturity on my sister and her husband's part.
See, I've done that kind of stuff before where I've asked my friends or family, like, do not respond to my ex. Do not, you know, remain friends with them. Things like that. Like, it's a loyalty thing. So I do sympathize with your sister on that. I understand her maybe not wanting you to remain friends with him. However, it is weird to me that it is 10 years later and that she hasn't said anything between then and now.
It could have always bothered her, though. Like, it's a possibility. But then let's ask, this is a like a family thing, but for example, a coworker thing. I don't know about your ex, two exes ago, but I know Alex's most recent ex-boyfriend still follows me on Instagram, and I follow him. And I know he likes my stuff. I don't, and it's not that I don't like the guy, but I don't interact on any of his stuff out of respect for Alex. But does that mean that I'm also supposed to delete him or block him then? Because I technically still follow him. I have not unfollowed him.
Yeah, right. That was my logic too. I mean, I didn't really think anything of it. She hasn't said anything in like 10 years, and you know, we just
use Facebook to kind of like, you know, drop off silly stuff and
Alex,
just
would
opinions.
You expect
like
us here
sharing opinions?
Like we have Lily as an example, but like us here on the show, if that's the case, like you had a boyfriend, you break up, do you expect Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl, myself, Joe, to like not like hate them, but to no longer like be friends on Facebook or so any other social media platform?
I think it just depends on the situation. In this, my most recent situation, I guess I don't really mind.
Okay.
But if I was ever cheated on or things like that, then I would expect.
That's where you say, hey, where's your loyalty?
Yeah, but she's saying that they broke up pretty amicably. So this is just kind of weird to me. If it's been, I feel like I would side with your sister if it was recent, but because it's been 10 years, should Lily have to unfriend her sister's ex-boyfriend? And they're all remarried now. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX.
It's 833-563-2539. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Lily, hang on. We're going to get some calls next, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And it's Ask Alex. You can join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also, Twitter. We will get to some of your comments in just a second at Joe and Alex Show. Lily is on the phone this morning and she emailed us and... Pretty much to recap it, Alex, what's going on with Lily and the situation and this Facebook family etiquette drama?
Lily and has a sister, and she was dating this guy, and they broke up over 10 years ago, or 10 years ago. And it ended amicably, I guess. And Lily has stayed friends with him on Facebook, and so has Lily's husband. Her sister is married with kids. This ex-boyfriend is married with kids. And all of a sudden, 10 years later after the breakup, Lily's sister says to her, you and your husband need to unfriend him on Facebook. It's disrespectful to me and my husband.
And Lily doesn't want to do that.
No, because they like him, and they're like, well, he's never done anything. Why would we do that? And I said I would agree with Lily's sister saying like it's fine, you know, unfriending an ex like that, like the family and friends doing that at the time. But because it's been 10 years, I don't understand why 10 years later she's asking this out of the blue.
I think it doesn't matter the time. I think it matters the feeling of the family member, right? Don't you really value your family's relationship and feelings?
I guess. It's just kind of weird.
All right, let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And Lily, feel free to jump in, okay, because we're trying to get you some help here. We'll start off with Abby. Hey, Abby, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning.
What's up? Good morning. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that me and my ex broke up about 2 years ago. And my sister still follows him on Instagram, and she actually likes more of his photos on Instagram than mine.
Okay, yeah, that would tick me off.
Have you said something about it?
I haven't, but you better bet I'm screenshotting and keeping all of the receipts just in case I need them.
Oh, I love you. I love your style. I love just the way that you live
life.
What
do you mean? You should love her style if she actually confronted the situation and quit being like so afraid of it.
No,
and said, hey, here's a problem. Why don't we fix this instead of me being so passive-aggressive about it?
All my friends are friends with my ex on social media right now, but they don't like anything that he posts. So I'm okay with that. I don't really say anything. But if they were liking every single thing that he posts, then I would have a fit. And I will say, Lily does like her sister's ex's posts, apparently. And he likes hers. Right, Lily?
Well, sometimes I won't like all of his posts.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit overboard.
Some pictures or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, I just wanted to say that if her sister's only true issue after 10 years is that she doesn't like when they like or comment on each other's things, then all she has to do is block her ex and she won't see any of that.
Oh, that's
a
good solution.
Out of mind.
But I think it's the principle of it, based on what Lily is saying. It's just that it bothers her sister that they're even doing that. I feel like even if she didn't see it, it would still bother her knowing that Lily was doing that. Right, Lily?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the randomness of like 10 years later, I don't know what that is. But I think my sister just all of a sudden is just bothered that we're friends, even friends with him.
Okay. Just to establish here, because I'm trying to see both sides, as I always do. You just said she's bothered. So even if it seems stupid and doesn't make any sense, like, why not just do it? Even you're like, okay, this is totally dumb and weird, but if you say so. Hold on, let's talk to Morgan. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Did you have something similar happen, Morgan?
Yes, good morning. With my family, it was with my cousin. She had asked me, and it's a little different. She had kids with the person, but he had asked me, hey, you know, you're still friends with him on Facebook. Can you delete him? You know, and this was years later. And they co-parent, you know, everything's fine. And I'm like, okay, but out of respect for my cousin, I delete it. And I'm thinking, okay, my cousin maybe just didn't want him to see what she's doing, you know, all that. Well, then I see him later on, and he's looking at me like I did something, you know, like, well, what I do to you, you know, and she's friends with him, you know, like, then she friends him again. I'm like, well, why did you have me do that if you didn't have any issues with
him? Yeah,
me?
That's bull crap.
So if you have to delete it.
So why did she have you unfriend him if she didn't even end up unfriending him?
I think it was a matter of she didn't want him to see stuff or things in her life or know what's going on with us without her being in control of that.
That's how I feel a lot of times when it comes to exes mm-hmm. knowing what I'm up to.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We got Gary on the show. By the way, Gary, you're also talking to Lily this morning. What do you think about this Facebook family etiquette? What should she do?
Good morning. Hey, I don't think she should unfriend him. It's been 10 years. There's nothing going on between her and him, so I don't see there anything shady going on or anything inappropriate. I'd say she's perfectly within her rights to keep being friends with him.
Okay.
But Lily was told that if she did keep him on her friends list, her sister said, I'm not talking to you guys anymore. Like, you're being iced out right now, right, Lily?
Yeah, but this was just since last Saturday, so I'm not sure if there's something that will, like, blow over, and she's just in her feelings right now. But, yeah, since last Saturday, she's been acting like she's going to just...
All right. This is a tricky situation. Let's see if Layla can bring some closure to it. Hey, Layla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You also got Lily on the phone. What did you want to say?
Hi, Lily. I want to say that I think that maybe the sister has recently flipped pancakes with that ex.
Ooh!
And now she's worried that a family member, he's going to reach out to a family member, and she's terrified because it really doesn't make sense otherwise.
So she is freaking out that he's going to let them know, and she's like, oh, I don't want my husband to find out. I got to make sure he's not friends with any of my family or anything.
Well, in true Alex fashion.
Yes, that's what it is. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the only thing it could be.
Yes.
All right, Lily, you've heard all this. Did we help at all?
You did help. You really helped me, like, see it from a different angle.
Hide in the bushes and get some binoculars and try to find and catch her cheating with this guy.
I don't think he's cheating, but I just think she's just being a little childish right now. But.
Well, I'll do it. We're going to do a stakeout. Joe and Alex Show stakeout, baby. Bring the A1 sauce.
All right. Hey, Lily, we hope this does work. Why don't you keep us updated if you just want to email us back, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, okay?
I will do. Thanks so much. Right, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing that story. Sorry you're going through that. Hey, if you'd like to be on Ask Alex next week, just like Lily was now, all you got to do, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or hit us up in our DMs on Instagram. Follow the Joe and Alex Show. It's @JoeandAlexShow. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this one will probably pull at your heartstrings, and I'm interested to see what you think, especially if you've got pets. Alex, I know you don't have them, so I think you might have more of a different opinion on this, but a woman is seeking custody of a dog that she shared with her ex-boyfriend. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. A woman seeking custody of Honey, that's the dog's name, it's a lab boxer mix. She shared with her former boyfriend. She asked I forget what state this but the Supreme Judicial Court to declare her the rightful owner to Honey and to provide updated guidance to judges for pet custody going forward. The appeal by this girl named Jessica challenges the notion that pets should be treated as simple property. That's how it normally is. Like, oh, well, if Liv had the dog, it's Liv's dog, even though her and Jewel Daddy, like, maybe he takes care of it more. And she says that she's the one that actually cared for the dog and said the dog means the world to her. Pets are considered property in all 50 states in America. Only 3 states, Alaska, Illinois, and California, have specific laws that address pet custody.
Ooh.
And that's when a marriage dissolves. So you got to be married. It doesn't count if it's your long-term boyfriend or girlfriend.
Juicy.
Now, a lower court, Alex, judge ruled that her former boyfriend, Calvin, oh, that's a weird-ass name, is Honey, the dog's sole owner, because guess what?
Then
his
he gets
signature
it.
Is on the adoption paper.
Yep, then okay. He gets the dog. That's that to me right there. If you have those papers, whoever purchased the dog originally, then I think that's an easy answer of who it should go with.
And
where it gets dicey, I feel like, is when you buy the dog together while you're dating.
And that's where I think you're wrong, but I think people are going to be torn on this. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Now, the guy's attorney says there's no legal precedent for this. Like, this is how it should be. the guy, even if she claims to take care of it all the time, it's his dog and they shouldn't change it and quote unquote update it. And a lot of chief justices are agreeing with that. But here's what the lawyer for Jessica said to kind of wrap this up and we'll take your calls. He said, yeah, this is a worthwhile investment to take to court. This dog is not a toaster. It's not a blender. This is a living, breathing animal that the parties, especially my client, grew attached to. And he says, since she took care of the dog so much, this should be her dog. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So I present to you the basic thing of Alex thinks it should be the guy's because he legally adopted it. His name is on the paperwork. According to this girl,
right,
true or not, she took care of the dog. She really grew an attachment. Like, she really mothered the dog. So is it her dog or his dog when they separate, boyfriend, girlfriend, okay, or married? It doesn't matter.
First, I want to say when you adopt a dog, you don't pay for it. So it's not like he paid $900
for this dog.
Yeah, if you adopt
it, you don't pay for it.
Right.
Or if you buy it. But his name's still on the paper.
Right, his name's still on the paper. But here's the thing. He could have just picked up the dog. They were together when they got this dog, correct? But he just picked it up.
I got to look more into the story. Okay, let me check
so
for that.
So here's the thing, though. He could have just picked up the dog because she could have been at work or whatever, and it just worked out better for him to just go and get the dog. But she could have paid for everything else. This happened exactly to my friend, one of my best friends, Whitney, who I have avocado toast with all the time. The exact same thing happened. So her and her boyfriend got a dog. They adopted it for free. His first vet appointment, her boyfriend had to take him to the vet because he's a loser and didn't have a job at the time. And so he took him to the first vet appointment. So his name was on the vet. She paid for the vet. She paid for the food. She paid for his dog bed. She paid for, like, she got it little clothes around Christmas time, Halloween. She paid for everything with that dog. She walked that dog every single day. He never walked that dog. He would pee on the carpet before he was potty trained, and he would hit the dog, like, be very abusive to the dog. And she would be like, that's not right. We can't treat it that way, whatever.
Did she ever get that on video?
Him beating the dog?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you don't think to get
that
on video.
I think that would be, well, I mean if that's going on.
But, like, you don't think that you're going to end up breaking up. Anyways, they broke up. He took the dog with her, and he ended up getting custody of the dog, even though she paid for everything. She loved that dog.
Did she go to court?
Yeah, she did. She got to court, but a lot of times what courts will do, wherever the dog is at that time, they just keep it there.
That's why you got to steal the dog.
They don't want to deal with the hassle of it.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, so that's what I'm saying. Steal the dog if you want it.
Wasn't there an episode of Hey Arnold where, like, Abner the pig had to decide who he wanted to go to?
I think there was.
That's what they should do. Just put the dog down and see who they pick.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. Do you think that because this girl took care of the dog and Liv, I looked at the story, I can't see if they got it together, but bottom line, the boyfriend's name is on there. So I don't know if he adopted it by himself or if they got it as a couple, but he signed it. I think they both signed it if they adopted it, because when me and my wife, Lindsay, adopted our dogs, Benny and Paddington, we both signed it.
Well, you guys were probably both there.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think either way, couple, whoever signed it or not, what do you think? Do you think it's just who's strictly on the signature, or is it whenever the relationship dissolves, it's whoever actually was taking care of the dog? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539. And where is this on social media, Alex?
Twitter, @ Joe and Alex Show.
All right, we will talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram, you can find us there, @ Joe and Alex Show. And you can join in this conversation about who should have custody of the dog. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you're just tuning in, this girl had a boyfriend. They were dating for a while. Well, like some relationships, it dissolved. He had the name on the adoption papers for the dog that they had called Honey. She claims, oh, listen, I know his name's on it. I took care of this dog. I love this dog. Like, I am way closer than he is, but when they went to court, just like a lot of property things, guess what? He gets possession of the dog. That's been ruled. They're appealing it, and most likely it will be the guy's dog. But what do you think? Does it depend on who takes care of the dog the most, or does it come down to, as Alex has already stated, it's legal. Whose name's on it? The guy's? Okay, it's the guy's.
I think it's a combination of whose name is on the original papers, whether you purchased it or adopted it or whatever the heck, that and where are the receipts for who has been taking care of the dog the most? If you have vet bills, whose name is on most of those? I think all of those could be presented in court to kind of help build your case. But if it is literally your word, you're just like, I took care of this dog more, I love this dog more. Okay, the judge doesn't care about that.
If, Alex, evidence is presented, here you go. Here's all my receipts. Check it out. This is my Visa, my debit card. Is it my dog?
if the other person is the one who's on the
Lindsay claims that
papers.
The dogs, Benny Pennington, are his. I'm like, look,
I think that's a really good
account.
Argument. I think that's for the lawyers to battle out, honestly, but I think that is a very solid argument. You have a better chance. But if it can be completely subjective, you saying, I took care of the dog more. How does anyone know that's the truth?
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob. You're on the Joe and Alex
hey.
Show.
Bobbert.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
It's good. We're just a little divided on what should happen with this dog named Honey.
Man, I feel like it should have never went to court. Me and my girlfriend have three cats, and I told her if we ever break up, she can have the dang cats. I tell you what. So she should definitely give the dog to her. So.
Are cats different than dogs? Like, nobody really wants to keep the cats?
Yeah. It's not worth going to court over. The guy's just being a jerk, it sounds like.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that's the same thing that happened when Liv the Web Girl told us a story about her friend. Like, well, he didn't even like the dog, did he?
No, and also she was totally down to split the dog up. Be like, you know, like you can
what?
Have
cut it in half? Oh my God, is it front and back or side to side? How are we doing this?
But like, you know, like him take it for a week, her take it for a week. Like she was going to deal with that headache, you know, just so like this dog could see both of these people that it's grown to love.
That's pretty fair.
All right, let's go to Kevin real quick. Hey, Kevin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Kevin? What do you want to say?
You know, I kind of agree with Alex. You know, unfortunately, if you ever does get to the point where it's a court issue. You know, if you can prove receipts and bank statements and things like that, I mean, I think that's a pretty valid point. But, I'm a big dog person, but if it ever goes to, like, a court situation, I think that's a little overboard. But I think it could also come down to, which is weird, I don't really like social media that much, but maybe like Instagram pictures, whoever.
Oh, who posts more?
Dude. Or who gets the most likes for the photo?
Or who posts more about it. I know that sounds kind of stupid. But
no, I mean, honestly, Kevin, it is dumb, but that's a true concept that would actually kind of make sense.
So my friend had every single receipt she had ever purchased anything for the dog, and she did use her Instagram post as part of evidence, like pictures she's posted with the dog, everything like that. And she had text receipts of him being like, wow, I just beat her up so bad. She peed on the carpet again. And she's
they
like,
should
oh
have
my
considered
gosh.
That.
And she showed them all that, and she was like, oh my gosh, don't do that. Come on. Like, you can just yell at her. There's better ways to deal with it. And they still gave it to him.
I'm shocked to hear you say that you agree that whoever posts more pictures, that could be considered as a viable reason of showing that they love the dog more. Because when I have brought up with humans that it bothers me if guys I date do not post pictures of me, you're like, that shouldn't matter. That doesn't mean someone really loves you or not. But you're saying in the court of law about dog custody, you think it matters?
Hold on. Let's actually go into the court of law real quick. I think I like people more than I like animals more than I like people. So yes, no, but Alex, I just was kind of agreeing with him. It's not he was saying it was stupid. I don't think it's stupid, but things have changed so much now, like especially with social media, how we interpret things, how things are put out there. It's a stretch. How about that?
Okay,
I will kind of agree. Let's go to Grant. Hey, Grant, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and hey. you have a story about you and your ex breaking up.
Yeah, actually, real quick, my buddy actually, his ex girlfriend, they actually take the dog week on, week off. They actually do that.
Wow, that's insane. But at the same time, here's my vision of it. I think Alex probably is totally different. My vision of that is, extreme as that is, we do this with kids, right? And I know you're not going to say it, but people genuinely love their animals. And I don't take it away from them. I think it's weird if your dog licks you in the face because they lick their junk, but that's just me. But point is, like, they're people that treat their animals because they are their babies and their kids. So your friends, Grant, that seems a little weird, but I can see why they do it.
You need to have a discussion when you first purchase a dog while you guys are in a good place in your relationship. You have to say, if, God forbid, we break up, what are we doing with this dog? And then you need to put it in writing.
So what, like a pup prenup then?
Yes.
Okay, pup prenup.
See, I think the solution to this is I don't think you should ever, ever get a dog with your significant other unless you are married.
I agree with that.
I think you don't do it until you're married. And so my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, has a dog, and I have grown to love that dog. I call myself, like, the dog's mommy. Like, I'm obsessed with that dog. But if we were to break up, I very well know that's his dog. That's not my dog. I've grown to love it because, you know, like I'm dating him, but if we break up, I'm never going to try to take that dog away from him because I know who his owner is.
I totally see Liv the web girl like coming in with Game of Thrones music like, I am Liv, the mother of dogs. With a little blonde hair. Let's go to Spring. Hey, Spring, you are on the Joe and Alex show. How do you think this should be decided?
Good morning. So personally, I think whoever the dog is more attached to, that's who the dog should go to. In a court of law, that's probably not going to hold up, but I think dogs definitely choose their humans. For us, my husband and I are on our second dog. Our first dog was totally his dog, and that dog would have been heartbroken without him, and I knew that.
Spring.
As much as I was attached to the dog, it would have been heartbroken without him. And now our second dog, she's more attached to me, and he knows, God forbid, anything happens to us, she's not going to be happy without me. So I think it's all about the dog's happiness.
I agree 100%. God forbid if Chase and I, my boyfriend, ever split. Like, he actually bought the dog first, and he had that dog for, like, 4 years. But the entire family knows, like, that dog is now mine.
Yeah, she has willingly admitted to me, like, oh, no, that's Porkchop's dog now.
Oh.
So, yeah, but I guarantee if you guys break up, like, that's my dog. I'm going to hurt Porkchop. I'm taking it. I know right
now. Well, let's hope you don't break up. How about that?
If we did Spring's test, I know for sure Benny and Paddington would not be my dog. Like, I take care of them, but they don't like me.
Aww.
So my friend's lawyer said if it comes to that, if they, like, bring the dog in and, like, whichever one it runs to, because they do that in real court situations.
No way. What?
Yes. He said, put treats in your pocket. That is not
like
even
Axe
right.
Like, body spray, but I don't have dog treats.
But it never got to that point. It never got to that point, which
that
is sad because she deserves that dog more than her loser ex.
All right. Hey, that is a very interesting conversation. I'm glad everybody was a part of. Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The conversation is about to explode. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Is sex addiction a real thing? Or is that just kind of a lame excuse? NBA star, at least former one, and former husband of Khloe Kardashian, Lamar Odom, admits that he is addicted to sex and has had sex with over 2,000 women. That's like a different woman every night. I mean, it's not impressive, but dang, I'm tired just hearing that number.
That is very surprising. I mean, it is, but that number is crazy. I figured, you know, a basketball player, an NFL player, anyone that's like a famous athlete, they always have that kind of stereotype.
A new
that they
city,
sleep around.
Yeah. A new city, a new
constantly
new
traveling, celebrities in general.
Do you think, Alex, that sex addiction is a real thing?
I do. I do think that some guys, though, can use it as an excuse. Like, I've had girls go out for a few months with different guys, and they wanted to become official and all that, and they were just like, I just can't because I struggle with this. But it seemed like in those scenarios that they were using it as an excuse because they just wanted to sleep around. But I think there are some extreme cases where it's truly
like
a
Tiger
compulsion.
Woods. Do you think Tiger Woods had sex addiction, or do you think he just was a dirty dog?
Well, it is possible, but I will say it sounds like maybe he kind of worked that out.
Well, yeah. I mean, any addiction you try to overcome, right?
Yeah.
Well, I also think, too, maybe I love Tiger Woods. I think maybe he used it as a PR thing to kind of get people, like, off of his back and try to work into the good graces of the public eye, but I don't know.
All right. You know,
maybe he had, like, a bad time in his life and was just, like, hooking up with girls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Liv, thank you. There's a guy on the phone named Larry. Liv, thank you for that. Hey, Larry, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Sex addiction is true and it's very serious, you know what I'm saying, because I had been through it before. And basically, my mama used to call me a hoe all the time.
Now, do you feel like you've been... What's the word? Not cured, but like, do you feel like you've been able to deal with your sex addiction and kind of get it under control, or you still struggle today?
No, I'm very cured. Thanks a lot to my wife because she helped me out.
When it was bad, Larry, how bad was it? Like, when you say you're addicted to sex, like, were you like a different girl every night?
Yes.
Where do you find them?
Real bad. Real bad.
Like, are you finding them legally?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, like bars,
okay,
friends and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like I'd run out of people.
Larry, do you know your number roughly? Like, is it in the hundreds? How many people?
53.
Okay. All right. I feel like it's a lot, but I mean, Lamar Odom's kicking your butt, dude. You got to step that game up with your wife. Just make sure she doesn't care. Tasha's on the Joe and Alex Show. Is sex addiction a real thing? Do you believe that?
Yes, I 100% believe that it is a real thing.
You suffer from it, or you know someone who has
it?
Okay.
It's caused a lot of problems in my marriage.
I've been married for 14 years, and I had four kids back to back. So my cervix had dropped. And my husband, I'm sorry to put this on the air, but my husband is big. And now it hurts when we have sex, so he can't fulfill that addiction that I have. So I actually just recently cheated on him. It was very hard. I never have feelings for the people that I do sleep with. We do work on it. We talk about it. I've cheated on him four times through our 14-year marriage.
And he knows about all of them?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't go out to bars. The world is just too dirty. it's all exes.
Okay.
I go to. Well, it's people I've known for a really long time.
So what are you doing now to, like, help it?
I just might sound kind of bad, but I just think about things and I take care of myself.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that makes sense.
Like, me and my husband work together on it, and he tells me, you know, if you ever get an urge or anything like that, just call me. Even if I'm working, I'll stop doing what I'm doing. I'll walk to the side. I'll talk to you if you need me to help you through that.
Wow.
But sex addiction is very real. And if you feel like you are someone that struggles with sex addiction, it is best to not get into a relationship because it's hard.
Wow. So are there, like, rehabs or kind of like AA
I've never
classes
heard
for sex
of
addiction?
Anything. Like, I've seen it on movies and TV shows, but I have never, like, because, I mean, I've gone through counseling and stuff like that, but I've never heard of counseling or any AA meetings or anything like that for true sex addiction.
Do you think
that I don't even think that the counselors think that it's real.
Do you think that your cervix dropping has to do with your sex drive increasing? Like, does that have a correlation?
I have no clue.
Because I almost wonder if it's medical for you.
It could be. My husband has actually suggested us to go to a doctor and see if there was anything that we could do about my cervix dropping. I just know it causes so many problems.
Yeah, you should do that. Well, you guys should go to the doctor together.
Tasha, thank you for having the courage to share that. Because listen, like, at first glance, I think most people are like, oh, sure, you have sex addiction. You just want to hook up with as many people as you can. But hearing your story and everything, like, it's a whole new perspective. So thank you for being so brave and calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We really appreciate that.
And it sounds like your husband's an angel for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, thank you, Tasha. Let's go to line number 4. This is anonymous. So anonymous, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. Hopefully you know you're the anonymous person. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that I think that the it's not the actual act that is addicting, but it's the chase on getting it that is addicting. Mm. Very addicting. It's such a rush, and then, you know, of course, one thing leads to another, and then that's that. That's how you end up there.
So are you saying, Anonymous, that you actually have sexual addiction, like sex addiction?
There have been many times when I had thought about it. I'm like, do I have a problem? And I, of course, never wanted to admit it. But mm-hmm. Now that I am married, I talk to my husband about it. I'm very honest. And we have kind of found the root of a lot of my issues is from when I was in that phase of my life, just like, and I enjoyed that so much at that time. And we see how it causes so many problems for us now. So I would say yes.
Wow. Anonymous, once again, thanks to you too. Because I know this can't be easy to talk about, right? I mean, like, it's something you're still dealing with, and you have so much courage to call into the Joe and Alex Show. We really appreciate that. Let's wrap things up with Sarah, okay? Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and your ex-husband, was he a sex addict?
Yeah, I would 100% say so. Because whenever I was going through, like, the divorce with him and, like, telling my therapist about what was going on, she said that it sounded like he was addicted to sex because it was turning to the point where, like, he couldn't control his urges.
and it was basically like turning into rape because he just couldn't, like, he couldn't help himself. So, and he was always like looking at porn on his phone on a consistent basis. Whenever I was at home, when we were home together just watching TV, I would look over and he'd have it pulled up on his phone. He'd probably look at it at work. Like, I have no idea because we didn't work together.
Wow. That sounds like it could have been actually a porn addiction because especially when you talked about it turning into started getting, you know, rapey, like when you are addicted to that, it takes more like the crazier, more like
drastic,
different porn to help fuel that addiction. And I feel like if he was going into then more violent versions of that, that could have also contributed to him starting to act out that way. Terrible.
Oh, yeah. For sure, because he would come home and he'd want to do, like, these crazy, crazy things. And I was just like, absolutely not. He'd come home with these ideas that he wanted to try. Yeah. And I was like,
that's dangerous.
No,
you got to look out for that.
Comfortable with that.
Wow. Yeah. If your significant other watches that a lot, I always think it's important to ask, what are you watching? Ask them in detail what it is. Because that tells you a lot about a person and what their sexual appetite is going to be like.
Alex is like, you better be straight missionary or I'm out. Okay. Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Where can we take this conversation? Are we going to put it up anywhere else on our social media? Because we're still getting a ton of calls. We have to wrap this up.
It's on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
Hold on. Once again, Alex is right. We should just practice abstinence and none of this would be a problem.
Yeah, that's a solution. Oh, I
love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show yesterday and revealed her most rebellious act as a teenager happened on Ellen's show when she was 18. She talked about the moment in 2008 on Ellen's show when she blasted the way that her ex Joe Jonas dumped her by saying, you know, when I told that whole story about how he dumped me on the phone and all that, that was too much. They dated for a few months before he ended up breaking up with her with that 27-second phone call. She also talked about the Twitter controversy about whether people should wash their legs in the shower or not.
Did you say you do wash them or you don't?
I do, because when you shave your legs, the shaving cream is like soap, right?
Yeah, it is. I think that's the reason that most women wash their legs, because we have to, because we shave our legs.
Yeah.
So whenever you're not shaving, you don't wash, you're saying?
No, I don't think I would say that.
Well, it seems like you did just say
it. But I kind of always shave my legs.
Every day?
Yeah.
God, you must be hairy.
Oh, Taylor Swift is gross. She doesn't wash her legs.
I also shave every single day because I can't stand it.
Even in the winter?
Yeah, I can't. I always shave everything every day.
I don't shave everything every day in the
armpits
winter.
And everything.
I shave my armpits every day, but I don't shave my legs every day because it just takes some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then quit bumming up against us because it really feels weird.
Cactusy. Selena Gomez talked about social media being dangerous for her generation.
Social media has really been terrible for my generation. I understand that it's amazing to use your platform, but it does scare me when you see how exposed that these young girls and young boys are, and they're not really aware of the news or anything going on. I think it's dangerous for sure. I don't think people are getting the right information sometimes.
And rapper Yo Gotti's tour bus was hit with numerous bullets after his concert in Nashville. According to the police report, the rapper's bus was shot at in the hotel parking lot where he was staying. The motive is still unclear, and thankfully no one was on the bus at the time of the shooting. While talking about his new book, Howard Stern says people don't see the work and effort that goes into becoming a celebrity.
When you read about the dedication people have to their careers and the climb, you know, we all think it's easy. You take a guy like Steve Martin and you go, oh, he's just naturally funny. And when he starts talking about what he put into his career and the work and the hours that he put in, and I don't really care what your business is. I don't care if you're a drummer or whatever. People don't see that climb and they don't see the work and the effort that goes into it.
BTS, the Korean pop boy band, was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and they went around and like introduced themselves. Now, by the way, there's like 80 guys in this group. Like, there are so many members. So I just picked a couple of them. This isn't all of them, but it was kind of funny.
My name is RM. I'm the leader of this group, and because I'm the spokesperson, I'm going to speak a lot. I'm sorry.
Hello. My name is Jin, and I'm handsome.
Hi, my name is Jungkook. Thank you for inviting us.
Hi. It's really nice to meet you. I'm Jimin.
Hi, guys.
My name's B. I'm a good boy.
I kind of thought that was hilarious. And they're a little, they were just so cute and funny. Coming up in less than an hour, a smackdown between a celebrity and the creators of The Bachelor.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, let's take this one to one of the favorite places of many people, the strip club. It always is a good time at the strip club. A 36-year-old woman named Shanta is a stripper in Key West, Florida. Around 2 a.m. on Saturday, she was hanging out on the porch in front of the strip club. I guess they had a little area where you could relax outside, maybe take
like
a
Cracker
hit.
Barrel.
Yeah, take exactly. Rocking chairs, checkers, chess, you know. And perfect for a strip club. What
Who
else
knew?
Do you want to do there? And she's doing her thing, and I guess being out there in the public, a guy started filming her on his phone.
And yeah, you're probably not supposed to do that.
Well, what do you mean? Like not film?
Yeah.
Well,
you're on the property?
We'll find out what the cops say, Alex. I know inside it's a big no-no. Trust me, I found that out the hard way. I'm like, hey, selfie time. They're like, no. Yeah, he wouldn't stop filming her outside when she was on the little porch thing. So she threw a coconut at him. Once again, you're in Florida, so coconuts are nearby.
I love that.
Yeah, that didn't end up well. The cops ended up coming. She told them, quote, I'll be honest with you. I threw it, but I did not hit him. I wanted to, but I didn't.
Man, she just missed probably by a little bit.
Yeah, could you imagine getting bonked in the head with a coconut? That has to hurt.
That would hurt really bad.
She was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So now you know.
Ooh.
A coconut's a deadly weapon. They don't play in Florida. And the cops told her that because she was on the porch of the strip club, she didn't have any expectation of privacy. So even if it's creepy, it's a stripper. He can film her.
That's interesting. So she ended up getting in more trouble than him. So she's actually the dummy.
There you go. I can't believe she legit, though, was so pissed she picked up a coconut and chucked it at the guy's head.
One day I hope that I can do the same thing. Just toss a coconut at someone.
Your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
When you're in an Uber or a Lyft for that matter, do you actually like to have a conversation with your driver? Or are you like, hey, shut up, trying to relax back here and I don't know you? You're kind of creepy. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Uber has launched an option for what they call quiet mode. In a recent update to the app, I don't know if Porkchop's seen this yet because he does drive for Uber and Lyft on the side. Riders can now specify if they like quiet ride or if they want more of an open chat with their Uber driver. The feature is only available for Uber Black users, so we have to upgrade, guys. And as of now, there will be an additional charge for the quiet mode. So this is a ripoff. I have to get your best vehicle and I've got to pay more to actually have the quiet mode. I think there should just be a sign when you get in there and they hold up talk, no talk. And you're like, thumbs up, thumbs down.
As soon as I saw this, I thought immediately Joe would never use this.
Of course not.
And
Alex,
I would always use this.
Do you know why?
I don't like dead silence. I don't want to talk to the driver really. I just want to sit there and relax, but I do want music on. What I don't like is I'd rather talk to you than just have it awkwardly silent. That's the worst.
Do you know why I wouldn't do that? First of all, I didn't realize when I saw this story that you have to pay for it. I have to get the best vehicle.
Well, yeah, that is a different reason.
That's a whole other reason. I'm too cheap for that. But I don't like having super in-depth conversations necessarily, but I don't mind a small chat. I don't mind that. I hate complete silence. So to not talk at all, unless I was working on something, let's say I was a traveling person for work and I was going from the airport to the hotel.
Working on your
laptop. Yeah, don't bother me. Or if every day I took an Uber in for a commute and you were trying to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I actually genuinely like talking to people. We had listeners the other day. It's not there anymore, but on Instagram, I sold a bike to somebody online and they were a Joe and Alex Show listener. And I talked to them for 20 minutes. Now, I don't know if they wanted to talk to me. Maybe they wanted to have a quiet mode in that conversation. They're like, you know what? We don't want the bike. But either way, I like talking to people, but I don't know about the quiet mode.
See, I don't mind people coming up to me and wanting to talk to me in public or things like that. I don't mind that at all. I like that. But for some reason, when I'm in an Uber or Lyft, I just don't want to talk for the most part.
The person who's amazingly silent on this right now is the Uber driver, Porkchop. Do you like this quiet mode? Do you think this could help you with your rating or could it hurt it?
Well, yeah, I did see this. And first of all, I knew I was out immediately because my car does not qualify for Uber Black.
Yeah, only thing black about your car is it's, well, black.
Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely not new enough. So, I mean, yeah, I saw this, but the thing is, I'm a good judge. Like, I can tell if someone wants to talk with me or not. If they want to talk, I'll talk with them.
Yeah.
If I can tell they don't want to talk, I won't talk with them.
I don't know.
This feature, Joe, is for people like you. Like, if you were an Uber driver, mm-hmm. you would just talk to everyone.
There are the drivers that just can't, they do not have that awareness. Porkchop is good about that, but the ones that just want to, they constantly, and you give, what I hate is if they are trying to talk and I'm not, I'm trying to call somebody, I'm trying to work on something, I am doing something else and I don't want to have a conversation, I say conversation ending things like, yeah, it is fun. Like, I'm not continuing the conversation, and they will still try. That's what's so annoying to me. If I am really participating and asking the questions back, then I am in a talky mood. But you have to be able to tell that when you're having a conversation with your passengers.
So one time I had an Uber my fifth year of college. I was super, super hungover, and he was driving me to where my car was. And because I didn't want to drive home to wherever I was because I was drinking. So the next morning he was driving me. I was answering all one word like answers. He was asking me a bunch of questions. I did not want to talk. It was the last thing I wanted to do. But I found out he played football at a school of a guy that I thought was really hot, and he played football at that same school. And so he ended up knowing who I was talking about because he was like an alumni. And he, the next time he saw him, he put in a good word for me.
No way.
And
wow,
me and this guy,
even though you trade him in like that, okay.
Me and this guy started talking just because his Uber driver. So if I never would have talked to him, I probably never would have happened. And also, every single weekend for probably like a total of like 10 weekends that school year, he was my Uber driver on Saturday or Sunday mornings when I was getting a ride back to my car. And we ended up being like really good friends and like knew so much about each other. He was an older man. Then we would like stop and run through Starbucks. He wouldn't charge me extra for like the extra trip. Like, we became BFFs.
Can you deny somebody a ride, Pork Chop? Like, on there as a driver, can you be like, oh, nope, I'm not driving Joe?
Yes, no. Well, it depends.
Explain.
Like, so when you get a request, all it says is where the person is and how far you are from them. So you have 5 seconds to decide. So then I click that. Then I see, oh, it's Joe, and, you know, you got to go get him. So I go there and get him. And once you're there, like, I mean, technically, if I see you walking towards me, I can be like, oh, shoot, cancel and drive away. But you're not supposed to do that.
Because I would be, as a driver, which I think I'm considering now that you guys bring this up, I think I'd be a great Uber driver. I think I'm going to do it just for the side money just during the day, because I do like to talk to people, you know, and I'm lonely. So, but if somebody gives me the quiet mode, I'm canceling that ride. You're not going to tell me that I can't talk to you. Who are you?
Literally, this is the most Joe thing ever. You would do that.
They're the customer. They're paying you. That's who they are.
Dude, imagine Joe as a waiter. He would be the worst waiter in the world.
Oh, I couldn't even stand it.
Because the customer is always right, and
couldn't
Joe would
stand
be like,
it.
No! No!
That's not even true. I think I'd be one of the best waiters because I'd be attentive. I hate when they don't refill
your
drink.
You'd sit down in the booth and try to talk.
They do that at Hooters. What's the problem with it?
Dude,
a guy can't do it?
This is exactly what would happen. Someone would be like, oh, I would like no tomatoes on my burger. Joe would be talking away. He would forget the no tomatoes
like,
on the burger.
Did you know how tomatoes are made?
Yeah. And then the burger would come with tomatoes and the customer would get mad and he would blame it on the customer.
Well, you were distracting me when we were having that conversation about tomatoes. I mean, what do you expect?
Are you talking about your service work in the short-term service industry?
No, I will say I was a terrible, terrible waitress, but my teammates, the other waiters and waitresses around me helped me a lot, and my charm made up for it. But I was a terrible waitress.
I would love to if a restaurant would let us come in there for like how long is a shift? Like 4 or 5 hours?
You lasted five minutes on your shift at McDonald's.
Yeah, okay, Alex. It's hard if they don't train you.
So you want to go back?
And you see an order for 2 quarter pounders, you assume it's a double quarter pounder, okay? How do I know? Ooh, I'm getting my whistling back. Oh, thank you. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. And that, my friends, will do it for a Thursday edition. If you missed anything on the show today, we had a lot of heat. I'd give it a B. That's how proud of the show I am. You guys know I'm a tough teacher on this one, and I thought we did a wonderful job. Liv, your cough was on point today. Always there when we needed it.
I know. I'm so sorry if people heard me coughing in the background. I really tried to do it as quietly as possible.
Did you? I was creeping on your conversations, but did you talk to a doctor or somebody a second ago on the phone?
Yeah, so it turns out I don't have strep.
Woo!
Yay! Which I didn't think I was. She was like, and I told her how congested and insane nasal pressure I have right now, and she's like, yeah, I think that means that it was just a virus. Like, your sore throat was the beginning of a virus.
Ugh. I think that you have some kind of immune system deficiency, because I've never met anyone that gets sick as often as you.
Yeah, no, I do get sick very, very
often. I think it's the kid she works
very
with,
often.
Being dead serious. Well, you're always around sickness.
Yeah. I've been saying that.
Yeah, I definitely think being around kids does not help it at all. I try to use hand sanitizer as much as possible and wash my hands as much as possible, but those kids are just straight disgusting and nasty.
So you just relaxing the rest of the day, or what are you doing?
Yes, the rest of the day I'm actually gonna relax, but I'm heading to Cincinnati to visit my family. I'll be there all weekend long.
Okay, well, hey, have a safe trip, and hopefully you'll feel better as the days go by. Alex, what do you got going on?
I am going to visit the kids in my case and where they currently live and their caregiver, and just see what's up with them, what's new, how's school, how's this going, and what do they need? That's kind of the job of a child advocate. So that's what I've got going on. I try to go there every couple weeks.
Yeah, that's awesome work. You're busy as hell, but we're glad you do it. And Pork Chop, what's up with you?
I've got two things. First thing, I have a surprise for all of you.
Ooh, I love surprises. What did they give us?
Take a look at this.
This yes.
is our parking pass for the Indy 500.
You don't realize Woo-hoo! We each have one.
No, we don't.
I did not get one.
I got one.
I didn't get one.
Yeah, I got a parking pass, so I have a parking pass for the entire month of May.
Allegedly last year, though, you guys had to walk a lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll take Joe. You take Alex?
I'm excited about it.
No, dude, you can take all of us. I want a drink for the Indy 500. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're an Uber driver. You're the DD. Yeah. I mean, we can meet up at one location and figure it out later, but all right. I like that.
I'm excited.
I'm shocked none of you guys got it. Also, I noticed I got an extra pass to something that Joe didn't get for the Indy 500.
What'd you get?
I'm like allowed to be in like the pit area. The
I have that too.
Pit. No, you don't.
I've got the two different credentials, and I got the pin.
No, I know, but there's on your media pass there. I have two stickers. You only have one.
Yeah, but mine says VIP. What do you want?
Well, I'm just saying.
What does yours say? Mine says. Which I asked him, what does VIP mean? They mean it says it means nothing.
See. Do I have?
What's
it?
Yours say?
No. Yeah, so I have two.
Yours just says media. Mine says VIP. It's got to mean something. I think it means I get to go hang out with, like, the racers.
I don't think so.
What did yours say, Alex?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out next weekend,
I don't care.
Anyways, also, if anyone wants to come to trivia tonight, it's Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers. I'm going to be there. My teammate, Alyssa. So, yeah, just Instagram me, DM me.
Are you getting paid to mention them?
At Producer Pork Chop. No, it's just fun, and I want to start my own team. Actually, yeah, I am getting paid, because if my team wins, I get $50.
Did you just snort cocaine?
I know. You every time he does it, it's like he takes like meth and amphetamines.
Here's for you. Oh man, jeez. I love trivia. Woo! And finally, hey, I'm actually already dealing with this, which I'm excited about our carb night party. It's going to be the biggest one in Indy on Friday night, getting ready for the Indy 500. But have you guys had your friends trying to hit you up already? Like, oh my gosh, I just saw you guys added Jordan Kimball. He's going to be there to the carb night. Of course, we already have Ali Brooke. It's at the Pavilion at Pan Am. It's going to be that Friday night. Listen, friends, I'll just say it now so I have to return your text messages. Buy your damn tickets. They're $10 online at RadioNowIndy.com.
All my friends have texted me and said, I am freaking out about Jordan Kimball. Every single one. Now, they are so excited.
They think that they're going to, like, date him. And I'm like, you need to chill.
And yeah. Alex is like,
if anyone's dating him, it's me.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we can't do anything unless we get the heck out of here. Yes, but get those tickets at RadioNowIndy.com. Alex, Live the Web Girl, Pork Chop, and myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.